Well, my favorite holiday is coming up, Thanksgiving. I love Thanksgiving. It's so simple, so meaningful, and it's very direct. You know, Thanksgiving, we're supposed to count our blessings, right? What could be simpler than that? Certainly eat some turkey and watch football, maybe. But the basic premise is that this is a day to set aside our worries and our fears and really look around and appreciate all that we have. And on this one sacred day, we have that opportunity to sort of see through different eyes and to realize that we truly do, in all the important ways, we have enough. We have, honestly, more than enough. Maybe that's something we should keep in mind as we move into the holiday shopping season. We have enough. Yeah. You know, I always wish this feeling of gratitude could extend beyond Thanksgiving, right? That it actually could be a way of life. The sages through the ages have told us that gratitude changes everything. When we're feeling grateful, when we're living in gratitude, it's good for our health, it's good for our work, it's good for our relationships, it's good for our outlook on life. It's even good for our prosperity, our financial well-being, all aspects of our well-being. Muhammad, the 6th century founder of Islam, said, "Gratitude for the abundance you have received is the best insurance that the abundance will continue." That sounds very unity, doesn't it? But gratitude also really lifts our hearts. It just raises our spirits. And Benedictine monk brother David Stendhalrath says, I love this, "It is not happiness that makes us grateful. It is gratefulness that makes us happy." And what we also know is that when we're in a state of gratitude, it's sort of a divine experience. It sort of shifts us into another realm. And we feel, when we're in deep gratitude, almost a sense of spaciousness, a sense of openness and grace. Life appears sweeter, our loved ones dearer. We look around and notice all of the wonders and the divine synchronicities around us. It's a blessed, blessed state of being. And yet it is also true, here in this human skin, in this human experience, sometimes it's a little easier to feel grateful than others, is it not? I don't know too many people who would say 2020 has just been brimming with blessings. It's been a tough, tough year. And even as we come together today, both here and online, in this beautiful spirit of joy and unity, the cloud of the pandemic hangs over us. The infection rate is rising. More and more people are getting sick. The death rate is rising. And I know many of you, and it's been true for us as well, you've had to cancel your cherished plans for getting together with family and friends on Thanksgiving. There's a sort of this undercurrent of fear and worry about the health and safety of ourselves as well as those we love. Tough times in so many ways. How are we to be grateful at times like this? Well, there's really only one way: by changing the way we see it. Instead of putting our focus on what is heavy and hard and challenging, to consciously shift our attention to that which is good and right and a blessing to us. The spiritual work now can be about remembering that this too shall pass, it shall all pass. And not only that, but there will be blessings that come from it. I deeply believe that, you know, when you experience as much sort of deep grief and pain as we've been through this year, that it is absolutely inevitable that great joy and growth and breakthroughs and an awakening are going to follow. I don't think we can even conceive of yet the level of blessings that we will reap from this difficult time. And hasn't it been true in your own life, Each and every one of us can think of a time in our lives when we suffered a major setback or a major loss. It may have felt like the end of the world. And then later, maybe it was years later, we look back and we think, yes, that led to this, right? That, however hard that was, it led to these blessings. It may have even led to a breakthrough. You know, I appreciate that it's much easier to see these blessings in hindsight than it is when you're, you know, up to your neck in alligators, as they say, when you're right in the thick of it. But whether we see the blessings yet or not, they are coming. They are already on the way to us and unfolding. Unity co-founder Myrtle Fillmore knew this, and one of my very favorite quotes from Myrtle, you've heard it a lot from me, is she says this: if you're going through a hard time, be grateful in advance for the good you know will come of it. I don't know about you, I just find that kind of mind-blowing. Right in the thick of it, you can already be grateful because you know that good will come of it. You know it. She knew that all things work together for a higher good. And of course, the Apostle Paul said it a little bit different in 1 Thessalonians. He said, give thanks in all circumstances. You see, he didn't just say give thanks when it's party time. Give thanks when things are going great. Give thanks when you're happy and healthy and with the people that you love the most. He said, give thanks in all circumstances. Give thanks when you've lost your job. Give thanks when you're sick. Give thanks when a relationship has broken down. You can even find a way to give thanks when a loved one has made their transition. Not to say that those individual events are blessings in themselves, but blessings come from them. And we just have to be aware of that and be looking for the gift. There's a wonderful book I've mentioned before. I just thought this is an incredible book. It's called Thank God I. And it includes inspirational stories of people telling how the very worst things that had happened to them had led to their greatest blessings. And honestly, when you open this book up and you look through the table of contents, some of the chapter titles are a little shocking. Thank God my father went to prison. Thank God I had cancer. Thank God my son died. Thank God my husband was an alcoholic. Thank God my wife cheated on me. Thank God I was sexually molested. It just seems impossible, doesn't it? But in each of these circumstances, the writers talk about having gained greater understanding, greater compassion, and a greater desire to help others because of these experiences. And they also report direct benefits for themselves. So, for example, a woman who had herpes learned to take such good care of her body that she was able to conceive and give birth to a healthy child, something the doctor said was never going to be possible for her. A rape victim learned self-compassion and forgiveness, letting go and reclaiming her life. A cancer patient learned that cancer was his teacher. It taught him to treasure life, people, love, relationships, health, and the present moment. You see, we don't get to choose in life everything that happens to us, but we always get to choose how we see it, how we view it, the story that we create around it. There's always a way to look for the gift in it. So a while back, I had the great honor of praying with a congregant who the day before had gone through major surgery. And this particular individual, it wasn't enough that they'd gone through this major surgery. It was kind of a fearsome thing, but had been experiencing a lot of challenges in their life. And not only that, but there had been a lot of health and life challenges for that person's family. And after I got finished praying with this congregant on the phone, this exceptional individual, having weathered moving through this storm, still a little groggy from all the painkillers, still hurting from the surgery, when I finished the prayer, this person said, God is so good. God is so good. Whew. Brought tears to my eyes, brings tears when I remember it. You know, one of the greatest things about being a minister is that I receive the gift of inspiration from you and you all the time. So many beautiful lessons I learn from you, so many ways in which you shine. I know I tell you this when I stand up in front of you, I just feel so grateful. I'm so grateful for each and every one of you, not only because you're here, because you're part of this community, because you give and love and serve, but because you're beautiful. You're beautiful and you're brave and you're honest. And you're so earnest and sincere about your spiritual growth. Oh, such a beautiful thing. You are love and expression. And you shine so brightly. And whether I know the challenges that you are facing in your lives right now, I can tell you this, that from this vantage point, I absolutely know that you will come through them. You will come through them, and you will be stronger and wiser, more powerful and better because of them. You see, this is how we rise in a time of challenge. And that beautiful divine light in you will see you through any difficulty. And of course, gratitude helps, right? When we're in gratitude, we see life, we see ourselves, we see each other differently. And that last one I feel is particularly important right now, that we are able to see each other through the eyes of gratitude. You know, particularly when we're all wound up so tight, we are right now, we're wound up tight, it can be so easy to focus on what we don't like about someone or how we think they should change or how we've got the answer to all their problems if they would just do these things, right? I know none of you do this, but it can be very, very tempting. But when we focus on and pinpoint someone's perceived shortcomings, and even worse, if we begin to see them as somehow flawed as a human being, it just makes everything worse, doesn't it? You know this. It doesn't work. What works better, like a charm, in fact, is to actually look for and appreciate the good in them. No matter what is going on, look for and appreciate the good in them, because that good is there and you know that that's there. You can say to someone, thank you, thank you, thank you for making life easier or better. Thank you for contributing to this positive outcome. Thank you for all the ways you give to me and to others. Thank you for the ways you touch my heart. You can point out to someone something you see in them that they may never have even known was in them. And the fact is that when we thank people, when we bring out the good in them, what happens? It grows, right? What we say in unity is what we appreciate appreciates. It's a beautiful thing. So you know this, if somebody says to you, hey, I really appreciated that you said that to me the other day. I really appreciated that note you wrote me. What are you going to do? You're going to write more notes, right? You're going to give more compliments because, well, that feels good. It's great. Works really well in relationships. Keep it in mind. Praise the good and see the good grow. You know, anytime we find ourselves criticizing someone, we can ask ourselves this question. Am I seeing through the eyes of love from the greatness in me? Or am I seeing through the eyes of judgment from the smallness in me? You see, we truly can see the beautiful Christ light in every single person. Every single person, however different they may seem to be from us. Well, this, of course, is what Jesus taught, is it not? And what he modeled so, so beautifully. Where other people would look and see a beggar or an outcast or a leper or someone to look down upon, Jesus saw divine perfection. Divine perfection. Wow. He saw the truth of them, and he addressed himself to that so that they could see it in themselves. And when they saw that in themselves, they were uplifted, they were transformed, they were filled with gratitude. You see, we can do that same thing. And I like to think when we come together in spiritual community, we kind of do this, right? We see the best in one another. Same for when we're online or doing Zoom or whatever. We really are keyed in on seeing the divine light in people. The poet E.E. Cummings says that when we look at one another in this way, when we look for the good, when we behold the best, when we behold the divine in people, he says, the eyes of our eyes are opened. Isn't that lovely? The eyes of our eyes are opened. And I often wonder, how would life be different? How would our world be different if we not only saw each other here in this congregation that way, but we took that way of seeing out into the world, because heaven knows it is so needed right now. So even the people passing by on the street, or those in their cars in traffic, people at the grocery store 6 feet away, masks on, you could still see the Christ in them through the masks. How different it would feel for us. People pick up on that vibe. Why not try it? Why not do this? You know, if I could say one thing I would most wish for this Thanksgiving, the focus of our gratitude, it would be that we be grateful for each other. Be grateful for each other. You know, certainly this is a time to be filled with gratitude for the healthcare workers, the first responders, and the many other people who are out there going above and beyond, risking their own health and safety in order to keep us safe and alive. Yes, 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 yes. But it goes way beyond that. We need to feel grateful for each other just because we're human beings sharing this human experience. You know, it's just a realization that we don't know what everyone's going through, but what we do know is that everyone is feeling the weight of these times, as Anne DeMichael spoke about so beautifully last week. Everyone is feeling the weight of these times and trying to, keep themselves going, right? Find their inner inspiration, their inner tenacity, and just keep going. Everyone is sort of struggling to find their own way, and the appropriate response in that time is compassion. It's compassion. We don't have to know what they're going through. We can still be compassionate. You know, I've been feeling like lately is just if I could just, you know, shout from a mountaintop, it would be, cut each other a little slack, will you? Cut yourself some slack. Cut each other a little slack. Come on. This is the time to be extra kind, extra loving, to let the little things go, not make a big deal out of stuff. You know, really be that loving, loving divine presence that you are, and work towards seeing that in one another. One of my favorite quotes from Albert Einstein is, he says there are only two ways. To live your life. One is as though nothing is a miracle. The other is as though everything is a miracle. So this Thanksgiving and ever after, may you be attuned to the miracles that abound around you and within you. May you behold the good in your fellow human beings, praise it, and watch it grow. And may you know that a higher good is unfolding, even if you can't see it yet. Stand firm in your faith, just like Myrtle Fillmore, because God is here. God is in this. God is in us. And because God is, all is well. I want to thank you today, each and every one of you, each and every one of you, for being among the greatest blessings in my life. Whew, big gratitude. And with all my love, I say to you, happy Thanksgiving. Let's turn to our meditation. Thank you. invite you to get comfortable in your seat and breathe in deeply. Release and let it go. Feeling the divine perfection of this now moment, the only moment we really can ever experience, this present moment. Here at Unity Renaissance on these sacred grounds, we hear the breeze in the trees and the birds singing, beautiful music, cars passing by. All is well. In this moment, all is well. I invite you to breathe in, breathe out, and allow yourself for a few moments to just turn your attention to the greatest blessings in your life. Perhaps there are people you have taken for granted. Perhaps there are situations in which you've failed to notice the good. Perhaps as you turn your attention to gratitude, you immediately see the faces of your loved ones. Breathe. Breathe into that appreciation for all of it. All of it. And take a few moments now in the silence to go a little bit more deeply into gratitude and feel the blessings of life pouring down upon you. Go forth from this time with a renewed awareness of the sweetness of life, the many, many gifts that have been given to us that are still flowing in through and expressing as us. We send a wave of love and peace and safety out to our friends, to our community, and out to our country and our world. May all beings be at peace. May all beings be safe. May all beings be happy. Thank you, God.